Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, coast to coast. Great to have you with us. It's being called a must-read for everyone who wants a total transformation. The book, The Glory of Unity by Nosai Abba Ebwoman. One review calling it a powerful book every Christian needs to read. It changed my mentality so much about life and the whole body of Christ. The book uses Psalm 133 as a launching pad for espousing the importance and benefits of unity in the body of Christ. A very easy-to-read, scripturally-based book. Nosai Abba is an author, speaker, and scholar, founding senior pastor of Eagle Believers International Church, Lewisville, Texas, a church called to the nations and engaged in raising and mentoring current and future generations of leaders and pastors. He's noted for his revelatory and insightful teaching and exposition of the scriptures. Called to the ministry from a young age, his involvement in leadership span over four decades, serving in various capacities in Nigeria, the UK, and the United States. Called a teacher of teachers and a pastor of pastors. A graduate at the University of Benin, Nigeria, where he studied civil engineering. For his work in engineering design, he was awarded a PhD in mechanical engineering by City University of London. Since 1988, has been a leading IT consultant to global Fortune 500 and 1,000 companies here in the U.S. He lives in Grapevine, Texas, with his wife Anne, a minister of the gospel in her own right, and the two children. Nosai Abba Ebwoman, author of The Glory of Unity, is our guest on This Week in America. Nosai Abba, welcome to the program. It is a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you, Rick. A pleasure to be with you, too.
Looking forward to talking about the book. Let's start with the inspiration. Where did this idea come from you, come to you? How did it come to you to write this book, The Glory of Unity?
Yes, I mean, over the years, as a child of God, as a Christian, you go to church, you see how we behave as Christians, and then you look at the scriptures, and you see a dichotomy between what you observe in how we live, and we see what the scriptures actually say. And it became very clear to me that the subject of unity was important, and it is important in every generation. So reading Psalm 133, I saw the blessing there at the end of verse 3, and I thought to myself, we really haven't paid attention as believers to the subject of unity as we ought to, and thus haven't been able to realize the benefits, I believe. And again, when we look at John 17, the last prayer of the Lord Jesus Christ, it was something that was important to him, that we might be one, even as he and the Father were one. So it became clear to me that I needed to put this in paper. My wife often said, stop talking about it. Why don't you write it about it? So that's what happened.
One of those moments, either write it or I don't want to hear about it again. Go ahead and write it. And the book is receiving excellent reviews. It is so insightful, so well done. How long did it take you? It sounds like this was sort of forming for quite a while in your mind, but to actually research it, put it in paper, and present the book. How long a process was this for you?
Yes, you are right. I would say this thought actually started somewhere around the year 2000. I bet it was 2009, throughout that year, where we had a global meltdown. I really took time to do additional research and start to write. So I would say it took me perhaps about 6 months, although it looks like a small book, but it actually took a while to put it together.
Sometimes the smaller the book, the more work goes into it to make it. And that's, I think, as I'm reading reviews, people appreciate that. You get right to the point. There's not a lot of wasted sentences there. It's everybody's, you know, very busy today. It's like, I can read this book, you get right to the point, and I can get something out of it. You do an excellent job in being concise and getting the message across. I tried in the beginning just to lay the groundwork for the topic, the theme of The Glory of Unity. What's the overall theme of the book?
The overall theme is in that second word, glory. I believe, having studied the subject, that there is a glory, there is a blessing for Christians, for believers, that we have not really realized. Unity is a subject many Christians don't like to talk about because it touches on areas and aspects that sometimes make us uncomfortable. But I really want us to have a different approach to the subject of unity. And I'm sure we'll go into more deep dive today. But it's to see that there is a blessing when we do unite, that there's an end result. That when we do walk as one, we see it in the early church, we see in Acts chapter 1, Acts chapter 2, Acts chapter 4, we actually see how God began to bless the early church because they were always in one accord. There are differences, but for the most part, the focus was unity.
The book is called The Glory of Unity. Nosai Abba Ebwoman is the author. I will give you all of that information as we go through the and spell it for you so you can find it. The book's available at Amazon. We'll have a link on our website as well. Who is the book targeted for? Was there a specific audience you had in mind when you wrote the book?
Yes, primarily for believers because it's a comprehensive, in my opinion, exposition on Psalm 133. I actually did a lot of research, reading, and finding out scriptures. I like to be very authentic and scripturally sound if I am putting forth a thought. So it was targeted at believers. However, there are principles in the book. There are concepts and ideas that are beneficial even on the subject of teamwork. Which I also teach in leadership and within the corporate environment. If anyone is interested in seeing the benefit of teamwork, there are principles in the book that apply. However, the book was targeted at Christians, at believers, because the context was the Bible.
No, it's interesting, the glory of unity. As you say, unity can be used in all aspects of our life, and it's something that's sadly missing in many of our lives today. The book is The Glory of Unity. You'll find it at Amazon, all of the usual places, and we'll have all of that up on our website. What do you hope readers take away from reading the book? As I say, I'm looking at reviews, and people are motivated. People are inspired. They want you to write more books. So I don't know if you talk to your wife about writing anymore, but they want you to keep going. You've got a very nice touch and a talent, a blessing in writing. What do you hope we take away from reading the book?
Yeah, my desire is to challenge and to encourage believers in particular to really be desirous and willing to do all they can to really work together as one. And indeed, when you look at the book, talking about unity in the local church, in denomination, and indeed, starting from the home, unity between husband and wife. So in every aspect of life, indeed, it touches us, even in the workplace. But to see the benefit in it, I'd be encouraged to pursue it. Over the years, I've observed that many people don't seem to care. And unity doesn't necessarily mean we become homogeneous. It's an opportunity to also celebrate our differences, but have a common mind, a common vision, a common purpose. So really my desire is when you read it, you are encouraged, you are challenged, and you really see things in a different light and commit yourself to actually be someone who works for unity, whether it's in the corporate world or in your local church or in your assembly or in your company or your social club, or to always be someone. What people will take away will be to be encouraged, to be challenged, and have a sense of ownership in working together with people, working in a united way within a local church or in any group you belong to, or even in the corporate environment. I really personally believe in working together with people. Irrespective of backgrounds or circumstances, I actually thrive in the idea of working with other people, particularly when we are committed to a common purpose and vision and project.
And you've seen that certainly in your professional life, where you've worked in all different countries with different organizations and made them successful. The book is The Glory of Unity. I see this as not just a book to read. Read it one time, read it a couple times, but to reference it. Is that something that you hope people will do with that, that this is a good reference book that we can use from time to time?
Yeah, absolutely. I think anyone who has an interest in teamwork or an interest on the subject of unity, it will be a very good reference book. I was very prescriptive in certain aspects, and I tried to provide a lot of fundamental principles. And indeed, when the book came out 3 or my friends, pastors in here in the Dallas area, in Houston, and one in Colorado. I actually bought multiple copies for teaching their leaders. So that was sort of a validation and an encouragement that at least there were three churches who, when they read it, the pastors read the book and said, well, I need to teach my leaders these principles. And they actually bought about 10 to 20 copies each. So that was very encouraging when the book first came out in 2009.
The book is The Glory of Unity. Nosai Abba Ebwoman is the author. I'm going to spell that now and again at the end. So if you need that in looking it up as you're Googling to get information on the book. But if you look Glory of Unity, you'll find the book at Amazon, the usual places. Nosayaba. N-E-V as in Victor, B-U-O-M-W-A-N. The book available, again, at all the usual places. You can link on directly to our website, This Week in America, and get information on that. How do you feel this book is different than others? Because it does make, I think, a unique presentation. Why is this different, do you think?
In my research, I was actually surprised that there were not many books on this subject as at that time. But I think the fundamental difference is there are principles, there are prescriptive ideas I've incorporated based on those principles. And to a very large extent, the first two chapters do justice to, I believe, Psalm 133. I haven't seen any in-depth exposition of Psalm 133 like I try to do in this book. So from that perspective, I believe it brings a uniqueness to the reader to really understand what is unity. You know, why did David write it that way in Psalm 133? What was in David's mind when he used those two metaphors, you know, Aaron as well as the man of Hermon? So I do a deep dive to really compare those two metaphors to drive home the fundamental principles and the blessing that can be achieved and received when we adopt and focus on unity.
This obviously was something you thought about for a long time. During that process, during the research process and the writing process for the book, The Glory of Unity, what did you learn? Was this a learning experience for you as well? Maybe you went into it with some ideas that after you got studying, you're thinking, well, maybe I need to refine those a little bit. Was it a learning experience for you as well?
Yes, it's interesting you ask that question. The second metaphor David used in Psalm 103, he says, as the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended. I had never studied that before, but based on my research, Mount Hermon are actually three mountains in Israel till today. And I'm told that when you go there, even today, the vegetation at the base of the mountain is continuously green. There is no drought. It's always green, which connotes blessing. So when David says, as the dew of heaven and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Jerusalem, for there the Lord commands his blessing. So I thought that was really powerful to know that these three mountains, the Mount of Hermon in Israel, even in the 21st century, still manifest the ideas that David put forth thousands of years ago. So that was very interesting to me. And that, again, gave me a great impetus to really try to drive home the principle of unity and blessing of unity.
The book is The Glory of Unity. Nosai Abba Ebwoman is our guest on the program. The book, and you mentioned this before, this really is relevant in today's society as well, isn't it? This is, and it took you a few years to write it, but it's just as relevant, maybe even more so today than when you started the writing process.
Absolutely. In fact, it's on my Facebook page, where we look at what's going on in the country right now. Again, I always say, for one who has lived on three continents, I've dealt with all kinds of people, different cultures, religion. I grew up with all kinds of people, the good, the bad, the ugly. And I've known that we can work together. And to your point, when we look at the country right now, really divided as it is, I hope many of us can really understand that our differences are okay. It's not a terrible thing to be different. It's not a terrible thing to have two different political or three or multiple political persuasions, for instance. It's not a big issue if you are Roman Catholic or you're Baptist. We shouldn't focus so much on those differences, or if you are Caucasian or black or Asian, that difference is the way we are. I'm glad we're black. I celebrate my blackness. Sometimes I joke, I say, I'm not black because in my heart, I'm a child of God. Now, God, in a sense, has multiple colors. So I would hope that as people look at present day, and instead of magnifying the differences, to really celebrate. I mean, like we often hear, okay, it's not about Democratic or the Republican Party. It's about the United States. And that's so true.
Yes.
When the enemy comes to attack, they don't care who you belong to. So just like Christians in northern Nigeria, when they are being churches are being burnt, they don't care if you're a Baptist church or you are a Pentecostal church. You are Christian. You have a cross. That is all that matters. And I actually talk about that in the book, that we must sort of focus on the commonalities between us. You know, so as American citizens, we are Americans. You know, let me stop there. we can differ. My wife disagrees with me on some things. My best friends, a lot of my best friends don't agree with me. We don't agree on everything, but we love each other. We've been friends for over 40 years. So that's something I hope can help us today, that we can celebrate our differences, that it's okay to be different. Differences shouldn't be an occasion for offense or for fighting or for arguing or for hating, but rather let's seek to focus on the commonalities between us.
The time is right for this book. The book is The Glory of Unity. You touched on this. I'm going to ask what type of response you're getting from churches and how churches can best use this book. You mentioned some of your friends who are pastors who were successfully using the book.
I would definitely recommend it as a book that can be used for Bible study. I mean, most churches have Bible studies. Of course, individuals can buy it and read it for their, you know, personal edification and development. I really believe, not just because I wrote it, that if you have not looked at this subject before, or even if you have studied the subject of unity, when you look at this book, you will definitely learn something new. You will learn something that will challenge you, that will inspire you, that will sort of encourage you to be more proactive and to commit. I'm actually very interested in people in local churches who can really take this on board, because again, over the years, I've seen so much fight, so much disagreement in local churches. And I would hope when people read this book, they can have a sense of ownership, in my own opinion, of the kingdom of God, and seek to work together as one, work as unity. At least within your local church, do your best to learn from the principles of this book and apply in how you relate to one another.
The book explores the importance and benefits of unity in the body of Christ. We've got a couple minutes left here, not enough time to really get into it, but just your thoughts, basically, the importance and the benefits of unity in the body of Christ. Let's talk about the importance, first of all. Why is that so important to have unity in the body of Christ?
It's important because God commands it. You know, he commands, it was a prayer of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus says, you know, follow peace with all men. The Bible says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man can see the Lord. I believe unity is important when we look at the Godhead. You know, we never see any difference or disagreement between God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. There is always a oneness throughout Scripture, from Genesis to Revelation. And I believe that's a model for the church. It's important and beneficial because there is a glory, there is a blessing. And I talk about the concept of momentum, what I call the momentum effect, that when a people are united, when there's unity in a local church or amongst a group of people, there is a force we set into motion to accomplish great things. In science or technology, you may hear that the sum of the whole is more than the sum of the individual parts. So if you have 10 balls and you put a circle around it, there is a gap. So there's a synergistic effect, synergistic benefit, that when we work together, when we share knowledge, when we share our strength, when we share our ideas, when we commit together. And indeed, I talk about Genesis 11, that the only place the Bible shows us that God was apprehensive was when man wanted to build the Tower of Babel. God said, nothing these people imagine to do will be impossible to them. I really believe when a couple or a church or a family or a nation or a city really agree and join forces together, nothing can be impossible for them to accomplish.
A minute or so left here. You mentioned a while back the use the word blessing. Talk about the blessings of unity, because that's sort of special, isn't it?
Yeah. And David says in that last verse of Psalm 133, he says, for there the Lord commands his blessing. The blessing is favor, blessing is provision, blessing is healing, blessing is God's presence, manifest presence in the midst of his people. It is the manifestation of God in the midst of his people, which we are fed every area of their lives. But the principle there is, I believe, God is attracted to unity, which implies if there is no unity, the Spirit of God is not going to dwell in that place. So it's very clear that one of the ways of God, meaning one of the ways God operates, is unity. And that is why it's really imperative, in my own opinion, for the church to be united, because if we want God to bless us, if we want to have continuous, perpetual blessing, we want to be united as that effortlessly attracts the blessing of God, the favor of God, the hand of God, the goodness of God in our midst, either as a family or as a local church or a city or a nation. That when we walk as one, God comes into our midst and blesses us as he would desire to bless us in every area of our lives.
One review says, I'm looking forward to seeing more books from this author. I am so blessed. I sort of facetiously brought this up a little bit earlier, but are you working on another book?
Well, actually, I have a couple of books I'm working on. There's actually a second book. When I did the revision on the Glory of Unity in 2018, I did the revision on it. I actually wrote a second book called The Excellence of Faith. Again, very anecdotal, very expository also on the subject of faith. So that is my second book. I have a couple of other books I'm working on that will come out in due course.
Fantastic. Well, hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about those as we did with this book. The book is The Glory of Unity. The author is Nosai Abba Ebwoman. I'll spell that one last time. You'll find the book at Amazon, Author House, at Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. The Glory of Unity. Spelling the author's name is Nosayaba, and the last name E-V is Victor, Bouomwan, Nosayaba Ebwoman, PhD. The book, again, you can find it by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly. It's been a pleasure having you on the program. Time has gone by way too quickly. An excellent job with this book. Looking forward to having you back on the program. Thank you for spending some time with us today.
Thank you, Rick. It's been a great pleasure talking with you, too. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. It's been great having you with us in the book once again, The Glory of Unity. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.